Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Advocate Brad Koenig of the Domestic Violence Intervention Program, who serves Washington County.
This year, for the proposed fiscal year 2018 budget, the state is slashing victim services by 26%, and I wonder how this will affect your role in the area that you service for DVIP.
Well, I can tell you that initially we thought that it was going to cut into layoffs and cut into personnel. Now, the final number was 26%, which amounted to like $1.7 million or something along those lines. But what the state was not telling everybody is that our federal funds are directly affected by our state funds. So in total, it ended up like a $5.5 million cut between state and federal funds just because of the 1.7 from the state funds. It hit us hard. It hit other programs in the state hard also. We're actually losing our office in Mount Pleasant, Burlington, and in Keokuk just because we had to cut back. And it was kind of a thing, we're going to cut jobs and keep offices open or close offices and keep jobs. And, you know, that could have affected three or four of us. I'm glad in a way that the offices were cut because we can still do our job without a physical office. It does make things a little more difficult. You don't have victims walking into a safe place that they feel safe, they can talk to you. You know, walking into a DVIP office, people feel safe in those spaces. So now, you know, we just have to meet everybody, you know, out in the community, libraries, churches. We've met people walking around Hy-Vee before or Walmart, and it's kind of wherever they feel safe that we will go to them and make, you know, them as comfortable as possible while talking, you know, about, you know, crisis in their life.
Do you have a physical office that you are based out of, or do you kind of just work out of your home or something?
Well, we have never had an office in Washington County. All the advocates, for as long as DVIP has provided advocacy in Washington, has just been on an outreach basis. Like I said, I actually work out of the Burlington office, but like I said, I spend half my time down here and half my time in Washington. But, in Washington, like I said, at Choices, I've met people. They've got a good conference room in the back that the doors are locked, you know, from the inside and outside. I meet people at the library. Like I said, I've met people out at the park in Ainsworth, people in the, you know, in the square. You know, I've met people down in the courthouse at the county attorney's office. I've met people at the police station. Just kind of, where people feel safe, we'll go, you know. We're all about the people that we serve and making them as comfortable as possible.
Now, you know, with trying to reach people, you know, in other ways and meet them in different places, how do you think these changes are going to affect your job and how you perform your duties?
Well, I tell you, we have talked about this as a whole staff, you know, many times since we started hearing these budget cuts, and we're going out of our way, you know, to make the people we serve, you know, as comfortable as possible. But there's, you know, there's only so much you can do without an office, you know. And really, it doesn't matter where you meet. You can still serve people without meeting them, you know, in an office space. And like I've said, there's a lot of places in Washington County that have, you know, opened up their doors at the YMCA. I've been offered an office there to meet people. When you get out and interact with the community and people know what you do and believe in what you do, a lot of people want to help. Like I mentioned, the church in Riverside before, I've met people there. We don't let that affect how we operate.
And for DVIP, has there been any other ways to cut costs besides closing a few of your offices?
The initial way that, I don't know if they kind of cut costs but didn't incur any more costs is, you know, obviously our salaries were basically frozen and are going to be frozen until hopefully there's a light at the end of the tunnel, but we're not sure, you know, where it's going to be. But our organization's a great organization. They really treat us well. They know what we do. They know that when we interact with people, it's generally that we're trying to help people solve a crisis in their life. It's a very stressful job. We still need vehicles, you know, we still need the gas and things like that to get to these counties to work with these people. And we were pretty fortunate. There were other domestic violence places around Iowa that got hit harder than us. I'm not sure how, you know, out of the budget cut through the state, who was affected worse than who. I'm not sure how that was all figured out or whatever, but there were other organizations that were hit harder than us.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with DVIP advocate Brad Koenig. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.